The expansion of solar energy is reshaping electricity distribution, but it also presents economic imbalances that need to be urgently addressed. While solar power provides a cleaner energy alternative, its increasing adoption is reducing overall grid demand, creating financial challenges for utilities and non-solar customers. The current net metering system allows solar users to sell excess electricity back to the grid at rates that do not account for the full costs of electricity generation, distribution, and infrastructure maintenance. Unlike large-scale renewable energy projects that are directly integrated into the grid, individual net-metered solar users contribute less to grid upkeep, shifting the financial burden onto traditional grid customers and utilities. Net-metered consumers in Pakistan currently avoid paying fixed infrastructure costs. According to a comprehensive study, the distributed divide, conducted by Arzachlit, approximately 200 billion rupees in grid fixed costs, were shifted to non-solar users in FY 2023-24, resulting in a RS2/unit tariff increase. A 5% decline in grid demand due to solar adoption could result in over 130 billion rupees in costs being incurred by non-solar consumers, further exacerbating the financial strain on them. If grid demand were to decline by 10%, the cost being passed on to non-solar consumers could exceed 260 billion rupees, intensifying the burden on the power sector and leading to higher tariffs for consumers who rely solely on the national grid. Considering the massive import of solar panels, grid demand is expected to decline by 15%, potentially resulting in a 17% increase in the base tariff. This growing disparity threatens the long-term sustainability of the electricity sector, potentially leading to increased circular debt and further tariff hikes. While net metering was initially designed to promote solar adoption, its growing scale has created grid management challenges. The ability of prosumers to export excess electricity leads to reverse power flows, voltage instability, and additional costs for utilities. As solar adoption increases, these issues become more pronounced, necessitating urgent reforms. One potential solution is transitioning from net metering to net billing, where solar customers are compensated at a lower rate for their excess electricity while still paying fair grid fees. Many countries have already implemented this change to address financial challenges posed by distributed solar generation. For instance, in 2022, Poland replaced its net metering system with net billing for photovoltaic, PV, installations up to 50 kilowatts. Under the previous net metering scheme, owners of PV systems could inject a significant portion of their generated power into the grid, receiving credits that often did not reflect the actual market value of electricity.